Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Lots of good calls again today. The Republicans appoint people to the NLRB that are anti-union, anti-worker. They've never done anything for a worker, and they will never do anything for a worker. I don't know how they got this mantra of how they help working people, because that's not true. So that's my thing today. GOP, anti-working party. And that's
I agree with you. And not only that, remember something. The two biggest union states in the country at one time, certainly Michigan with the auto industry, but even Wisconsin, of course, Ohio was too. And what Walker did by pushing Act 10 and then pushing right to work, you know, right to work, we had very good union relations in this state. And the large companies actually needed their unions, liked their unions. And this, you just had the right wing of the Republican Party. They're relying on economists from the 19th century, a lot of them. And some of them would come and say, look, there shouldn't be any unions. People should bargain individually and work for whatever wages the employer gives them. And, you know, you'd have people making $3 an hour. And a lot of these companies, some of these other companies, use the government to subsidize their payroll. Walmart has tutorials for their employees on how to apply for welfare, for food stamps and for Medicaid. You know something? That's wrong. Not only should there be a union, but there should be a bill back to Walmart from the federal government for the food stamps and the Medicaid that their people are putting in for because they're being paid peanuts. And the thing about right to work was, we have highly skilled people in unions in this state, highly skilled. This is tough work. It's complex work. And the construction companies went to Walker and they said, come on, you know, we like our unions. They do the training. I went to the laborers union training facility and they had mock-ups of the kinds of construction sites they'd be on and how to do this and that. That's all at the union's expense, not the company. The company will say, okay, send us 10 laborers, 5 electricians, and 3 plumbers. And they come up, and these are people who are excellent, and there's a probationary period. And if something doesn't work out, they have a very trained workforce. Walker doesn't understand any of this. Walker dropped out of college. He worked briefly for the American Red Cross, a nonprofit, and then he ran for politics. He doesn't know any of this. He shouldn't have negotiated a $4.5 billion subsidy to a Chinese company. And the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, with the pom-poms on the sideline, was cheering him on. These people don't know what they're doing. When they ruined unions in this state, they started the deterioration of the state. Thanks very much for calling in, Paul. I really appreciate it. A big development at noon yesterday was the deadline to submit new maps in the litigation over redistricting. The Republican majority said they're going to continue the gerrymandering of 2010 again now to 2030. There'll be 20 years of gerrymandering at least. There is a federal case pending. The Supreme Court just recently declined to dismiss it, the U.S. Supreme Court. So there's a parallel proceedings, but there is a doctrine in the law that they perhaps will defer to the state court. We don't know. Here are the numbers. Evers' group, the governor, put in new maps. Right now, the legislature is 61 Republicans, 38 Democrats, even though the state is split 50-50. Right now, the legislature is 21 Republican senators, 12 Democrats, even though we're split 50-50. It's gerrymandered. Under Evers' maps, and he followed the directive of the Supreme Court to try to keep the old lines as close as possible, which is simply a gerrymander, he was able to come up with maps that would have, instead of 61, 55 Republicans, and instead of 38, 44 Democrats. But it's still an 11-seat imbalance. But it's a lot better than what there is now. And in the Senate, Evers' map showed 20 Republican senators and 13 Democrats. That's different from the old one, which was 21 and 12. So you pick up a Senate seat. That's not enough. That's not enough. Evers maps are compliant with the wrong Supreme Court, in my view, wrong-headed Supreme Court decision. It only moves about 5.5% of the people out of the other districts. The Republican ones move 6.5%, but they did it to make the gerrymandering even worse. So even if the Supreme Court accepts Evers maps, the Republicans will still have 55 to our 44 in the Assembly, 20 to our 13 in the state Senate, and it's a 50-50 state. They'll then press the advantage, we'll press what we hope will be our advantage in the federal court and see if they will, in effect, take this away from the state courts. Now, I'm going to put a question that I've put before. I had a guest on here several times, Professor Matt Petering of UWM. Matt Petering has invented an algorithm that is very, very sensitive to whatever data you put in, and he just presses a button and 10 minutes later or less, it spits out the new maps. And he has come up with maps that are a lot closer than this, a lot closer than Evers' maps. And they're compliant with the Voting Rights Act. And Evers' maps now are compliant with the Voting Rights Act. So what is the difference? Evers is totally compliant with the Supreme Court opinion, keeping the old boundaries as much as possible. But Petering's maps picks up on a statement made by Brian Hagedorn that communities of interest should stay together where possible, so you don't have Green and Sheboygan County split up seven ways from Sunday. It's worth looking at Petering's maps. I'm going to talk about this till I'm blue in the face. If there's anybody out there listening, any legislators, anybody interested in redistricting, drop a dime, call Matt Petering, professor at UWM, or email him and say, let me see your maps. If they are compliant with Brian Hagedorn's dictum, is really what it was, or at least it was a concurrence in the holding, that you keep the communities of interest together, and it's compliant with the Voting Rights Act, all of that. And it comes out about 50-50. Let's get that in front of somebody, even if you have to file a motion that says we want a supplemental filing, file it in federal court. Do something. Don't lock us in to an 11-seat minority, although it's better than we have now in the Assembly, and a 7-seat minority in the Senate, even though it's 1 seat better than now. We don't have to settle with that. Coming to the end of the show, great show, great callers. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for some terrific programming. I'm signing off for today.